For example, we have just lived through the end of the 20th century. And as the new millennium was dawning upon us, there were many, many very frightening predictions and prophecies about very frightening things that would unfold with the dawning of the 21st century. According to Dr. Hugh Everett III, as we were barreling down the path of time that was leading us into the 21st century, the parameters were in place, and certainly many of those predictions could have come true. We could have had a global collapse of power grids. We could have had a global outbreak of conflict that led to war. The fact is that none of those happened. And according to the model that Dr. Hugh Everett III left for us, this may be the reason why. As we were moving toward that point where the 20th and the 21st century became our reality, if we had continued upon the same path, that had led to all those prophecies and predictions and where all the pieces were in place for the most frightening scenarios, if we continued on that, there's a possibility that all those things could have happened. However, according to this model of choice points, as we entered into the collective choice point, enough people in our world, enough people on planet Earth said, no, we're choosing a future of peace. We're choosing a future of prosperity, of health, of good things. We've had enough of the frightening prophecies and predictions in our past. And it is in that kind of thinking that we had the opportunity to leap from one possibility into another and come out on the other side in a reality where none of them ever came to pass. The reason this is important, this becomes important when we begin speaking about the power of prayer and the lost modality of prayer based in human emotion and the ability that prayer appears to have to bring about miraculous changes inside of our bodies as well as in our world. From the perspective of this model of time, there are many, many, many possibilities that are playing out in any one moment in time as individuals, and then as families, and then as communities, and then as nations, and then as a world. We find ourselves experiencing the reality where we place our focus. Very, very simply, where we place our focus. The focus of our hearts, the focus of our consciousness determines which of those ribbons of time, which of those possibilities actually play out as the reality of our lives.